News. I'm Liz Peltet. President Donald Trump is denying there was quid pro quo as he sought for the Ukrainian government to investigate political rival, former Vice President Joe Biden. He says he didn't do it for political purposes.
I don't care about Biden's campaign, but I do care about corruption. His campaign, that's up to him. Politics, that's up to them. I don't care about politics. Politics, as I think I made clear, and yesterday somebody asked me a question, and I gave an answer, but always in the form of corruption. What I want to do, and I think I have an obligation to do it, probably a duty to do it, corruption. We are looking for corruption.
This comes a day after the president said he also believes China should launch a probe into Biden and his son, and after House Democratic investigators released text messages that show senior U.S. diplomats urged the Ukrainian president to launch an investigation. One exchange shows the former U.S. special envoy to Ukraine promising the newly elected president a trip to Washington in exchange for the investigation. President Trump is also acknowledging opposition Democrats in the House have the votes to begin a formal impeachment inquiry into his conduct. Trump said Friday the White House would be sending a letter to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to formally object to the inquiry. Pelosi last week announced the House was beginning the formal investigation. Iraqi security forces opened fire on anti-government protesters gathering in Baghdad Friday. This is the fourth day of demonstrations against unemployment, poor public services, and corruption. At least 42 people have been killed in protests since Tuesday, and hundreds of others wounded. We have more stories on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Protests erupted across Ecuador again Friday amid discontent over the government's decision to scrap decades-old fuel subsidies. President Lenin Moreno declared a state of emergency Thursday as the demonstrators took to the streets. According to the government, at least 275 people were arrested and about 21 officers injured. Hong Kong protesters were pelted with tear gas as they took to the streets Friday night. This comes after embattled leader Carrie Lam and the Hong Kong government banned people from wearing masks at public protests by invoking a British colonial-era Emergency Powers Act. Hong Kong's chief executive Lam says the new regulation will take effect on Saturday. It prohibits face covering and she says is intended to target rioters or those that resort to violence. VOA's Brian Patton is in Hong Kong. He points out the new law doesn't matter to the demonstrators who have taken part in the violence and destruction.
It's intended, opponents say, to target the peaceful protester who may be out there not doing any harm to anyone, but are in a public space without a permit, and therefore they could be targeted now under this law for wearing a mask and being exposed now to their identity exposed.
The law also has exemptions for those who have legitimate needs to wear a mask. The city has been engulfed in unrest for the last 4 months. More than 500 Burundians are heading home after spending time in three Tanzanian refugee camps. They are among thousands who fled the small Central East African country's political unrest, which erupted after a controversial 2015 election gave President Pierre Nkurunziza a third term. Some went to other neighboring countries. Reuters reports President Trump told reporters Friday he had officially allowed Polish entry into a U.S. visa waiver program. Trump said last month that he would grant Poland access to the State Department's visa waiver program, which grants citizens of participating countries travel to the U.S. for business or tourism for up to 90 days without a visa. U.S. employers added a modest 136,000 jobs in September. That's enough to help lower the unemployment rate to a new five-decade low of 3.5%. We have more international headlines for you on VOAnews.com. Go there for the very latest. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.
It's today.